From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 78 with rain in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. News. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, you may have noticed that while the president has long insulted the press in general, he often saves the worst of his vitriol for reporters who are women.
I see a young, beautiful woman, never smiles. I never see a smile off her face. I see her standing there with hatred in her eyes.
Okay, we'll tell you more about this pattern of behavior and why exactly no one ever jumps to their defense, which I've always thought was weird, so we will learn about it together with Tamara Keith coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
We do have a flood watch through late tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. This includes the city of Manhattan. It also includes Wamego. Use caution. Gotten an awful lot of rain today. Any place you know is susceptible to flooding. Assume there's going to be water over the roads. Turn around. Don't drown. Stay safe out there.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Manhattan, 82 in Abilene. It is 3:20.
Senators try to use an immigration spending bill that President Trump wants to block spending Trump also wanted. Many lawmakers would like to prevent the president from reviving an agreement with himself to send taxpayer dollars to people he says are wronged by the government. So what's the solution? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m., four whole hours in which to get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
News headlines are coming up next. 50% chance of showers and storms tonight, and it's going to be humid. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. It's 3:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Department for Children and Families needs to decrease its payment error rate for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or face a hefty fee. That potential fee comes from changes to SNAP made by President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill that was passed last summer. The state needs to decrease its payment error rate to under 6% by October or risk having to pay a portion of SNAP benefit costs, which equates to roughly $20 million. DCF Secretary Laura Howard says the error rate started to increase during the pandemic.
The federal agency relaxed a lot of rules around the program.
Howard says the current error rate is at 7.5%, but she feels good about getting below the 6% threshold over the next 4 months. Members of a task force charged with developing a new funding formula for Kansas schools say political debates could stymie the process. During a recent meeting of the 11-member bipartisan group, State Board of Education member Jim Porter says he is frustrated by the group discussions thus far. Porter says members have not agreed on basic data points, such as graduation rates, and they have widely different views on how the school should be measuring student success.
We have 11 members. If we come out with a vote of 6-5, I believe we have failed because we have failed to listen to each other.
The task force is running out of time to submit a draft plan to lawmakers. The state's current school funding framework expires in June of next year, and the legislature and the governor have to agree on a new one before then. The company building an underground nuclear reactor in Parsons, Kansas, has now chosen a construction company. Rachel Schnelli has the details.
Deep Vision has selected Day and Zimmerman as its construction partner for the 1 mile underground nuclear reactor. The Pennsylvania-based company will oversee the pre-construction planning and perform above-ground construction. During a webinar in April, Deep Vision's Mike Brazel said Day and Zimmerman has a history of manufacturing nuclear components. A news release from the company says it specializes in engineering, procurement, and construction. The 1 mile underground nuclear reactor is part of the U.S. Department of Energy's reactor program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli in Pittsburgh.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be humid, lows in the upper 60s. In fact, we do have a flood watch through late tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. Tomorrow, partly sunny, very humid once again, highs in the upper 80s, and a 40% chance of rain tomorrow night, still humid, with a low in the upper 60s.
From NPR News, this is
PR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We'll have an update of news headlines for you at 4:01. At 4:06, we will continue with some of a conversation with former First Lady Jill Biden. We will also learn more about the sort of mania surrounding Colombian World Cup gear. The New Jersey has become a bit of a political battleground in a way, and we will tell you why. We will also talk about the turn away from screen use in classrooms across the U.S. in recent months. Some people really cheering that. Students who have learning differences who use assistive technology, however, are worrying that they could be left behind. Details coming up on KPR. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 4. You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service has just issued a severe weather statement, a strong thunderstorm moving through central Jackson County at this hour, and they are expecting that to peak around 4:15 this afternoon. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm 4 miles northwest of the Pottawatomie Reservation, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail being reported with this storm. If you are in Holton or Circleville, you are strongly encouraged to seek shelter inside a sturdy building.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
A flood watch is in effect through late tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. This is KPR.
What's the result of a Senate debate over immigration funding and a spending agreement that President Trump made with himself? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 85 in Topeka. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. We do have a strong thunderstorm advisory for Holton and Circleville for the next 10 minutes.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us. In our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines for you at 4:30. At 4:36, we will talk about the ways in which Israel's relationship with the United States has changed in recent years. Some analysts are saying these changes have not been for the better.
You have an American public that no longer sees Israel as David. Israel is now Goliath.
And now new tensions have emerged between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll take a closer look in depth. That's what we do well here at NPR and KPR. That is straight ahead here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be humid tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, much like today, partly sunny, humid, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. Light winds, they could be gusty coming out of the south, of course. We are in Kansas, Conda, people of the south wind. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour tomorrow. 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. More humidity, though, with lows in the upper 60s.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan, 84 in Chanute. The time is 4:20.
To prevent the president from reviving an agreement with himself to send taxpayer dollars to people he says are wronged by the government. So what's the solution? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the program. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming your way in just about 30 seconds. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence and 85 in Topeka. The time is 4:30.
Being rushed off by security. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Department for Children and Families needs to decrease its payment error rate for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or face a hefty fee. That potential fee comes from changes to SNAP made by President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill passed last summer. The state needs to decrease its payment error rate to under 6% by October or risk having to pay a portion of SNAP benefit costs, which equates to roughly $20 million. DCF Secretary Laura Howard says the error rate started to increase during the pandemic.
The federal agency relaxed a lot of rules around the program.
Howard says the current error rate sits at 7.5%, but she feels good about getting below the 6% threshold over the next 4 months. The company building an underground nuclear reactor in Parsons, Kansas, has now chosen a construction company. Rachel Schnelli has that story.
Deep Vision has selected Day and Zimmerman as its construction partner for the 1 mile underground nuclear reactor. The Pennsylvania-based company will oversee the pre-construction planning and perform above-ground construction. During a webinar in April, Deep Vision's Mike Brazel said Day and Zimmerman has a history of manufacturing nuclear components. A news release from the company says it specializes in engineering, procurement, and construction. The 1 mile underground nuclear reactor is part of the U.S. Department of Energy's reactor program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli in Pittsburgh.
A parasite that could threaten the American livestock industry was found in Texas earlier this week. The New World screwworm larvae burrow into the skins of mammals. They plagued ranchers from Kansas to the Great Plains until the early 1970s. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed a screwworm case in a calf in La Pryor, Texas, about 45 miles from the Mexican border. Bud Dinges, the executive director of the Texas Animal Health Commission, says his agency will be limiting animal movement within a 12-mile zone around where the screwworm was found, and not just for cattle.
Within this zone, I have issued an executive order that places a quarantine on all warm-blooded animals. It is very important that all animal owners understand the importance of not moving their animals out of this zone at this time.
The USDA is also flooding that area with millions of lab-sterilized screwworms, which are hopefully going to be used to control the screwworm population. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be humid with a low in the upper 60s. Humid again tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. There's a flood watch in effect through late tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence and it's 435.
From NPR News.
This week's Retro Cocktail Hour takes you on a non-stop staycation with tunes by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, the Michel Legrand Orchestra, and the new exotic sounds of Mark Riddle. I'm Daryl Brogdon. The music is always shaken, not stirred, on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Thanks so much for making room in your busy day for KPR. We are proud to serve you. Coming up, news headlines at 5:01, 5:06. Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick is one of just four Republicans who bucked the president and helped Democrats pass a war powers resolution yesterday. He says, "Thanks, ma'am, I was just doing my job."
We do not report to any person or any party here in Washington, D.C. We report to the people back home.
We'll hear more from Brian Fitzpatrick on this effort to end the war with Iran. We will also look into the mysteries of homing pigeon navigation. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.com.
It's 85 degrees in Topeka at 10 minutes before 5.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
RWJF.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
What's the result of a Senate debate over immigration funding and a spending agreement that President Trump made with himself? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
That story and much more tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in approximately 1 minute. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 5 o'clock.
Quest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka, 83 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, a new study has found that the National Guard's presence in the District of Columbia since last August had zero effect on violent crime in the city. However, the Guard's numbers are set to double in the coming weeks. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have an hour of classical music, then Classics Live at 8 o'clock featuring music that was engineered by our good friend Chubby Smith, Mr. Jeffrey Smith. We miss him so much, and so we are dedicating a lot of our programming today to performances that were engineered by him, just an extra way to remember him. Tune in tonight for Classics Live at 8 o'clock. It's followed by Jazz in the Night with music from the Vinyl Vault. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Emporia. The time is 5:20.
Had a defiant streak, even as a kid.
I was too much.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for an urgent message from the National Weather Service. A tornado warning has been issued for north central Riley County and west central Pottawatomie County. This is in effect until 5:45. A confirmed tornado just moments ago located 4 miles northeast of Riley, moving to the northeast at 25 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail is associated with this storm. Emergency management confirmed this tornado on the ground. If you are in Olsburg, you need to be taking cover right now. Flying debris will be dangerous to those who are caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is very likely as well. Again, this is a tornado warning for north central Riley County and west central Pottawatomie County. It is in effect until 5:45. If you are in Olsburg, you need to take cover right now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to move to substantial shelter right now and protect yourself from flying debris. Get to the lowest floor of the building where you are. If you have a basement, that is best. If you don't have that, choose a small interior room with no windows on the lowest floor you can get to. Protect your head. Cover yourself with pillows. Cover yourself with coats. Whatever you've got, put walls between yourself and the outside. Again, a damaging tornado being reported in north central Riley County and west central Pottawatomie County. This tornado warning in effect until 5:45. This confirmed tornado, 4 miles northeast of Raleigh, moving to the northeast at 25 miles per hour. Again, if you are in Olsburg, you need to be taking cover right now. A tornado is on the ground. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, you need to move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. This tornado warning in effect for north central Raleigh County and west central Pottawatomie County. It is in effect until 5:45. If you are in Olsburg, take cover now. I'll be back in just a moment with an update on the position of this tornado.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Scott Detrow. Coming up, the new White House website called aliens.gov.
It suggestively compares immigrants with extraterrestrials.
For a few people, it may be another license to act violently against people that they may think are aliens, undocumented.
First News.
You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Laura Lorson. First and foremost, we have severe weather to tell you about. There is a tornado warning in effect for north central Raleigh County and west central Pottawatomie County. This is in effect until 5:45. Just about 10 minutes ago, a confirmed tornado was located 4 miles northeast of Raleigh, moving to the northeast at 25 miles per hour. This tornado was confirmed by emergency management staff. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. A mobile home is not a good place to try to ride out a tornado. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. If you are in Olsburg, you need to be taking shelter right now. A tornado warning in effect for north central Raleigh County and west central Pottawatomie County until 5:45. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. Stay in the lowest level you can access. If you underground is best, obviously, but if you don't have an underground basement or an underground shelter available to you, go to the lowest floor of the structure. Find the smallest room you can that has no windows in it. Pick a closet or a bathroom, something like that. Your big enemy here is flying debris. In a tornado, a 2x4 can be punched right through walls. You're trying to put as many walls between yourself and the outside as possible. Again, if you are in Olsburg, you should be taking shelter right now. A tornado warning in effect for north central Raleigh County and west central Pottawatomie County. This is in effect until 5:45. We do have some other news this afternoon. The Kansas Department for Children and Families needs to decrease its payment error rate for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or face a hefty fee. The potential fee comes from changes to SNAP made by President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill passed last summer. The state needs to decrease its payment error rate to under 6% by October or risk having to pay a portion of SNAP benefit costs, translating to roughly $20 million. DCF Secretary Laura Howard says the error rate actually started to increase during the pandemic.
The federal agency relaxed a lot of rules around the program.
Howard says the current error rate stands at 7.5%, but she feels confident that they can get the number below the 6% threshold over the next 4 months. Members of a task force charged with developing a new funding formula for Kansas schools say political debates could stymie the process. During a recent meeting of the 11-member bipartisan group, State Board of Education member Jim Porter says he is frustrated by the group's discussions thus far. Porter says members have not agreed on basic data points, such as graduation rates, and they have widely different views on how schools should be measuring student success.
We have 11 members. If we come out with a vote of 6-5, I believe we have failed because we have failed to listen to each other.
The task force is running out of time to submit a draft plan to lawmakers. The state's current school funding framework expires in June of next year, and the legislature and the governor must agree on a new one before then. Drought conditions in central and western Kansas have dried up natural forage for cattle to graze on. This is the normal growing season for forage, and the dry conditions are limiting options. Ranchers are resorting to feeding their livestock hay as a replacement. That's much earlier than the typical August time frame. Greg Deering is a media manager with the Kansas Farm Bureau.
This is when you're supposed to be making hay, not feeding hay. It's a tough time to try to be stretching out a hay supply.
A report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says hay prices are increasing because of the low production and higher demand. All right, checking back in with the National Weather Service, it appears they have allowed that tornado warning to expire. However, if you are in that area, portions of northern Riley County, portions of western Pottawatomie County, be aware there are still some very dangerous storms moving through that area. But again, it appears they have allowed that tornado warning to expire. But don't take any chances. Don't venture outside for a while yet. Let this complex of storms pass you by. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It is 82 in Topeka. The time is 5:35.
From NPR News, this
next time on Prairie Journal, how Kansas women made history, one city election at a time.
Between 1887 and 1899, Kansas voters did something really no other state in the country was doing at the time. They elected women to govern them locally.
It's Petticoat Government, part of our Per Aspera Kansas 250 series on Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPR2.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. And, of course, you can use the app. We have a version for Android. We have a version for iOS, wherever you get your apps.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:01, and more of our conversation with former First Lady Jill Biden. Coming up a little later in this next half hour, we will talk about screen limits in schools and how that could have some unintended consequences for students who have learning differences, who have to use assistive technology. That story and much more still to come. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Flood watch through late tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. Lots of rain coming down this afternoon. It's 10 minutes before 6.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
Result of a Senate debate over immigration funding and a spending agreement that President Trump made with himself. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show, a great way to start off your day with the latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258 BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org.
I think it was a dark